Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Clout chasing is a disease, and today we proved it. Stay tuned for that and so much more right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Welcome back, AfterBuzzers, to episode 10 of Evil. We have three more episodes left. I'm your host, Carla, and we have the whole squad today.
Hey.
To my left, I have Haley.
Hey, guys, what's up?
The one and only Chaos.
What it do?
And my girl, Shantira.
Hey, guys.
Today, we're going to be talking about David having a stalker, Putzi's Christmas, Cheryl's horrible advice, and clout chasing, of all things. We're going to do our demonic possessions, weekly news, some news and gossip, and we're going to wrap up with some predictions. But before we do all of that, what were everyone's overall thoughts?
This was the creepiest episode for me. It really just hit home with me, and it really freaked me out.
What about for you, Shantira?
This was a pretty good episode. The only thing about this episode is that the ending was a little weird for me, because I feel like usually we always figure out, okay, I feel like I'm always left either with, okay, it could have been a demon, but it couldn't have been. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with this ending, I'm just kind of left like, okay, so what happened to the schoolgirls? Are they, because they stabbed themselves in the ear, are they good now? Are they not hearing the voice? So it kind of left me a little confused.
What about you, Chaos?
All right. I thought this was a really good episode. However, I don't really think that we had anything outside of the David situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his late fiance and, you know, his, you know, little other little side project. I don't and then the unexplained pictures, you know, the why poking, you know, which we know was airdrop. And other than those things that are unexplained, I felt like everything else we were able to actually really explain with the subliminal messages and things like that. So I kind of felt like this episode gave us insight into the long game and the other ulterior motives and schemes that are going on behind the scenes that have nothing to do with anything supernatural.
Yeah, definitely. I think storylines are finally progressing. We just have three episodes left, so it kind of makes me wonder where all of this is going. But I just want to know, is my man David alive? He cannot go down like this.
I know.
All right, well,
he's alive.
We all know he's alive.
I don't know. That looked pretty bad.
Didn't we get second season?
Yes.
Look, Shonda Rhimes is killing off all sorts of people. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Right.
It's true.
Let's jump right in. So David in this episode, okay, so we at the beginning kind of had an idea that he had slept with Renee. Mm. And then it's confirmed our girl got through to him. I really believed in him. I thought he was fighting the urge, priesthood all the way.
Are you for real?
Yes, I believed in him.
Homeboy sat on that bed and just let her walk over to him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What do you think he was
she
gonna
was
do?
Looking like a snack though, and my man probably was hungry. He might not have had lunch that day.
She was looking like a full course meal.
Right?
And dessert.
But he wasn't supposed to. That's the point.
He wasn't.
All you have to do is say no. It's or that easy.
The room or like I don't know.
I think it was also he was also experiencing, you know, some obviously there's temptation. There's also some weakness, and I low-key think he's still kind of open from the experience that he had with Kristen when they went to go visit his dad. And you know, I just this might just be me, but Kristen was getting busy with her husband, she's thinking about David. David's getting busy with old girl. Okay. He's thinking about her, but he's probably also thinking about Kristen, too.
Whoa, no. That is his fiance's, his dead fiance's
Did we just learn that this episode?
No, we learned that last episode.
Yeah. That Julia was the fiance?
Well, we didn't know she was a fiance, but we knew that was his ex-sister.
Okay.
That is so jacked up.
So I feel like that we're learning a little bit more about who she is.
He sent it multiple ways, then damn.
Yeah, but I had called it. Remember, I was like, when the minute Ben said, David's acting a little, he's looking a little different. I was like, oh, he got laid. I'm thinking he's probably chipper.
He was glowing.
He should have been glowing.
Yo, he should have been glowing, but instead, right? he was...
He went to confession twice. He should have
been a lot lighter on his toes. But he's just so racked with guilt. And yeah. I can kind of see that. But at the same time, like, yo, fiance not here, though.
But he wants to be a priest. He wants to be a priest.
Yeah.
You can't have sex and be a priest. True. I don't think.
Not even that, but it's like the fact that Julia was a fiance and Renee's a sister, that should be reason enough to not want to go forward with that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've seen for a lot of the season, he's really fighting a lot of inner demons. I feel like he's not over the person he used to be. And I think priesthood was his way of becoming better.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's his path. Do you guys see that as maybe being his path?
No.
I don't. I think, remember a couple episodes ago when he was talking about how he had this sex addiction?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to think that did this kind of maybe lead him into this whole new...
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, because he said, I mean, we found out a little bit about his past. So I'm like, okay, did you want to become a priest to turn over a new leaf and, excuse me, and to kind of be like... reborn, renewed, or something. That's a little extreme, but...
If I'm not mistaken, I feel like in one of the previous episodes, he said that being a priest kind of gave him structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's structure in other ways. Go to the gym, get yourself on a routine.
He's obviously been doing that.
And go to AA.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. But it's crazy. I mean, like, sex addiction, is a real thing.
So. I don't know much about it, but I mean, I'm going to assume if you're addicted to it, it can't be good.
Yeah, it's a real, like, serious addiction.
Yeah, it is. Eric Bonet had it, so.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and...
Haley's like, who's that? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
So we see throughout this whole episode that he has a stalker.
Yes.
Do we think it's, like, a random person or someone that was sent for him?
So I'm a little confused about this because when he was like, hello, is somebody there? And we saw someone's feet. He walked over there and then there was no one. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to the car and there's like a heart with arrows drawn through inside that somebody drew in from inside the car. And then with the text coming through or the Wi-Fi pictures coming through from someone within 50 feet. This has me thinking about some sort of supernatural, maybe it's his ex-fiance.
Yes.
That she's kind of
coming
like,
to get his ass because he messed up.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Well, look, if I were Julia or if my man was doing that and I was on the other side, I'd come back for you too. And haunt you a little bit.
Sister too, damn.
Yeah. Renee was getting airdrops as well. Yeah. And then they both got freaked out. So maybe question, like, okay, can she really be? We had predicted that maybe she was like a demon.
Yeah.
I don't think she can be now because she's getting freaked out too.
Yeah. What would explain all that? It's like all this is happening to both of them after they had a little one night, little thing.
Yeah, and there was pictures, a lot of pictures.
Wasn't it a video of them having sex?
No. It was just photos.
Still photos.
Yeah, just still photos. Okay,
that's
so
creepy.
I'm going to go ahead and throw two different theories out there. First theory, it could very well be his late fiance coming back like, what y'all doing? I got y'all on camera. And she's the one that's doing this. That would make sense. It's, you know, at least in this universe, we understand that these things could technically happen. Okay, or it could be somebody's long game to further mess with him, put him more in a situation where, you know, or maybe even use it as some kind of blackmail or who knows, some tool to manipulate him more so than her. I just think she's just an innocent pawn that just wants to get broke off. But I think that it could be a part of someone else's long game.
I agree with that.
So it could be either or. I'll say this. I just lost my thought. But I don't know. I don't think it's worth haunting for.
I have a question for you.
Like,
Chaos.
Just let my man live. Like, and here's the thing. You see it a lot where, at least I've seen a few different instances of it. You know, just a regular life and in people that are in the spotlight where, you know, their spouse might die untimely, you know, like, you know, suffer an untimely death. And then they end up starting a relationship with the brother or the best friend.
No.
And granted, as far as I'm concerned, I'm like, yo, that's code violation. But we see it happen. And for me, sometimes I'm like, okay, well, was there something there before? So
I agree with you.
There could have been a little. First off, we don't really know how good or bad his relationship was with his fiance. Just because y'all engage don't mean everything's
happy. But that doesn't mean you're sleeping with the sister.
So, I'm not justifying it. But what I'm saying is that while we don't know what their relationship was, and we also don't, I don't know, I've never seen the picture of her. Have they shown a picture of her?
No.
So we don't know what she looks like. Her sister could have been colder, and there could have been some kind of a lust.
Let me finish.
There could have been, you know, she could have been the prettier sister. Let me finish. And there could have been some kind of, like, lust that they had for one another well before she died. And it's just now she's not there to kind of keep them from doing that. So that I'm just saying that may be some of the background, some of the context behind them doing that. Because it's just, you don't just, your sibling, the sibling of your dead ex don't just pop up and be like, yeah, come get this. And you be like, yeah, I want to get that. It doesn't happen like that. There has to be something already there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's hard to really talk about that because we don't really know the history.
Dang.
Because they kind of, I mean, she just kind of just popped up.
Right, but
she's cold too. No.
How often does that happen where someone just the sibling just pops up like, yeah, you know what? Let's do this. And that person's like, yeah, let's do it. Unless there was something already there under the surface.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, okay.
A part of me thinks, so at the end we see him getting stabbed, which came out of nowhere.
It did.
So I feel like, especially the fact that he used to have a substance problem, I feel like in that lifestyle you make enemies easily.
True.
So maybe that has something to do with it. It's hard to say. We do have the live chat going. Chaos is here on the live chat, so feel free to jump in, everyone. What are the people saying?
Let's jump into our live chat. Live chat is popping tonight. Shout out to Fabrice. Shout out to Furious. Who else do we have in here? Shout out to Afra. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But yeah, our live chat's popping. They agree with me on the stance of, grandma school, you know, kind of coaching Lexi about the bully situation, which we'll talk about. Furious said, look, you know, I know it's wrong, but once you're dead, your family is fair game.
Oh my God.
Okay. Whoa. That is
not, I didn't say it. Furious said it.
Furious, but you're making me furious. No.
I just thought about something else, too. Because even when you think about it, when Leland was saying that he wanted, remember he was trying to get the guy, was it Sebastian, the one that killed himself? Sebastian?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was Sebastian. If I'm wrong, my bad.
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. So when Sebastian killed himself, he was going to have Sebastian kind of go after David.
Ooh.
So I'm starting to think, was it this man the entire time kind of, you know, like leading? I feel like that they were kind of throwing us for a loop because they kind of do that on this show. But the only thing that's confusing me is how can you explain the pictures, the Wi-Fi pictures coming through. That's the only thing where I'm thinking, like, okay, maybe it's the ex-fiance, but at the same time, was this whole thing just Leland and we're thinking it could be the ex-fiance.
I didn't want to say his name yet, but yes.
Yeah,
Leland with the long game. Shout out, because she's been called, she called it early in the episode, like, yeah, Leland's running this. He's pulling strings.
I missed it.
Because we haven't even talked about the girls yet. So
We'll get there, definitely. There's so much in this episode. But before we move on to our next topic, our girl Haley has a very important announcement for everyone.
Hey, guys, we just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, please hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. Share us with a friend. And if you're on iTunes right now, please hit that 5-star rating review.
Awesome. Yeah, feel free to leave us as many comments as you like. We love hearing it all. All right, everyone, let's move on to Putsy's Christmas. So Putsy's Christmas, what I took away from it is basically a song about Santa getting high off an edible. It seemed kind of dumb, but I can see how it's catchy and how people do that. There's so many small things that go viral for no reason.
Seriously, yeah.
That's one of them. So, like, we see this school, the girls can't stop singing this melody, and they bring in Kristen and the team. if you guys were like a professor or like a principal, would you see that as something like weird? Because to me, it's, you know, sometimes I'd be walking around all day singing one song just because it's stuck in my head. Would you see that as something odd or something that needs the attention of the church?
Me personally, it seemed a little weird that they had them come in. I feel like that. Me, I would have thought, like, I was thinking we're their parents, for one. I mean, even if you're going to call them because you think that there may be something going on, why aren't their parents there? It just seemed a little, like, strange. And even when she was trying to get them to, like, sing. Again, this whole thing with them was still confusing because I feel like I never really got my questions answered. Like, I understand the whole Melinda's challenge and you listen to the video and then that voice. That only, I think they said 16 and under can hear.
Right. The frequency was 17,000 hertz, right. Which only, you know, kids under 16 can hear. Because obviously, as we get older, we lose, you know what I'm saying, our ability to hear different frequencies actually, you know, declines.
Yeah.
So right. Okay.
I kind of took it as if I were an adult, I'd kind of be like, oh, they're just messing with me. No, kids kind of like to be outlandish and just kind of like weird. Get under your skin. I thought it was just a weird reason to bring a team of church members in.
That was like, so kids at my school, when I was in high school, dabbing a lot. That's like if a teacher called, like, for the police to, like, to come in and check up on us.
Okay, hold on, wait.
That was, like, that was weird.
Okay, hold on, pause. What school did you go to? Because I just want to know who all is walking around, even when dabbing was popular. Who was just walking around just multiple times throughout the day like, hey, what's up, man? Good morning. Bam. Hey, dog, you want to go get some fat burger? Bam. Like,
It was 14 to 18
That sounds like a suburban thing.
Mm-hmm. No, it happened in my school, too.
That's whack. Okay, so for me, when it comes to, you know, the stuck song syndrome, which they said was a form of OCD, and granted, I agree with you. First off, I wake up every morning with some random song in my head. Sometimes they'd be hot songs, like, oh, snap. And sometimes they'd be like, why? Why is this song in my head?
Yeah.
I think what made it odd, though, was imagine you're in your office at work, and you're humming a song. And then your coworker starts humming the song. And then someone else starts humming the same song. And the next thing you know, half of your floor is all humming or singing the same damn song. And no matter what y'all do for a series of days, y'all can't stop singing that same damn song. I think at that point, that's when you're like, wait, something's not right. Because for all of us, we can all agree that when it happens, it's like, oh, it happens for a little bit, it's annoying, but then it actually, you know, it kind of wanes and fades away. And then we don't, you know, we're like, I can't even remember what crazy song I had stuck in my head or whatever.
Yeah.
I think with them, it was, you know, one, they kept doing it. And then I think two, it could have started with just one girl coming in. And then that ballooned into five girls. And the next thing you know, what was it, like a day or two later, it's 50. And they're all singing that same melody, and then even at home.
Yeah, but
you know,
and then it turned into.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but does it make you guys wonder if they're like how this all started? Because if you notice, Kristen's the one that listened to it and it affected her kids.
Because her kids,
well,
because
they're 16 and
they're
under that.
They're below 16.
Right. Did a good job with soundproofing.
Also, right. That made me so happy when I learned it was below 16. Oh my gosh, I was freaking out this whole time.
And then really it turns into students stabbing their ears. And yes. I mean, I can understand. It was definitely an obnoxious song
I like my ears.
With some scissors?
But why only... Oh, it was... Lily was the only one. Lila was the only one that...
No, another girl did it with...
some scissors.
Scissors, another one with a pencil. And there was a few...
At school, in the cafeteria.
No, I'm not talking about the girl at school. I mean with Kristen's kids.
The youngest one?
Yeah, Lila's
the
one
I think it's because she's just really young.
Wait, but she wasn't... She's not the baby, though.
No, she's not the baby.
There's so many kids, man. I don't know.
But they all heard it, because they were like, you hear the man.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying...
Think of how everybody, you know, everybody deals with stuff differently, so maybe she just was the one that just couldn't...
couldn't
control,
take it.
Right.
Okay.
Doesn't she have like a heart issue? Something like that?
That's another Laura.
Yeah. Oh, never mind, girl, never mind.
Were you guys surprised to hear that these things actually exist? So there was a laughter epidemic in Tanzania and a dancing plague in 1518 in France that actually killed a lot of people. Isn't that insane?
That's insane.
Yes, it's insane, and it's insane for a number of reasons. Now, the whole laughing thing, I can see that, because, I mean, we've seen how many movies, and I'm sure, you know, some select people may have experienced this in life when you're drunk or you might be puffing on the greenery, and somebody starts laughing, and you start laughing because they're laughing, even though you don't know why they're laughing, and then it's just everybody's laughing. Yeah. So that, the Tanzania one, to me, I could actually really see that. The people dancing, okay, cool. Y'all got a good little folk melody or whatever they was rocking to back then. I could see that. But at a certain point, when my stomach is growling, I gotta pee, I'm hungry, I'm not dancing anymore. And if I am still dancing, I'm dancing to a plate. I'm going to get something to eat and pee. I'm not going to just be dancing like, I feel weak. Oh, I'm peeing out blood because I ain't had nothing to drink. Oh, and I'm just going to keep dancing until I die? Like, that's a little dumb.
No, you know what that reminded me of, actually? I don't know if you guys have watched Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
So when the witches put a spell on the crowd and they can't stop dancing, I feel like this is just another way of, like, showing how, like, presences and, like, spells and all that can kind of affect you. Like, I don't get how you can't stop dancing.
Or
you know?
How you can control people with, I want to say groupthink, but it's not groupthink, but it's something where you can, where it's like, you know, like group manipulation.
Yeah. Speaking of...
Because we do a lot of mimicking, too.
We do.
Like, you know, where, you know, like even in conversation where, you know, someone's like, hey, girl, what's up? You're like, oh, shit, girl, what's up? And it's all just a form of mimicry.
You are
and,
so animated tonight. But,
okay, wait, I wanted to mention something. So, with the Melinda's, with the influencer, if you watch the video for 95 minutes, and then you say Melinda's challenge three times, then that's when...
The weird things happen.
Right, and so it's a suicide instruction, right?
That's what it was.
Oh my God.
Okay, okay. So, and again, that was something that Leland was behind, which is insane. I mean, not shocking, honestly, but like, it's insane that...
Yeah, definitely.
But that's what you call.
But like,
again,
I called it.
Because you was like, I think that before we even came to that conclusion, like, yo, Leland might be pulling some strings, she called it.
I did.
Now, yeah, you know, that subliminal message was across for attention, down for results.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're obviously they're talking about if you slash your wrist this way, I think it's if you slash it, you know, across is for attention. If you do it down, that's when you actually bleed out and die really quick.
Oh, I didn't put two and two together.
Right, that's what that meant.
To give tutorials, though.
And to touch on that, I just saw that they're going to shorten that suicide hotline number to 988. So if anyone's feeling suicidal or having suicidal thoughts or someone that you know, by all means, tell them they can dial 988 from their phone. And
do
speak
it,
to someone, because everybody's life is valuable. We don't want anybody doing anything silly. Now, back to this whole frequency and the subliminal voices. Lila was also saying that she heard a voice asking if she wanted to be a part of the army.
Yes.
And that's what actually, I think, tipped you off.
Yeah, I think it did, only because that's what, after Sebastian killed himself, he started, like, going through those videos of the men, but he was trying to, like, recruit, like, an army.
Yeah.
So... Right. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Leland, that kind of brings us to the character that introduces him in this episode, which is Cheryl, giving awful advice.
Yo.
Do we think she would have given that advice, like, on her own, or you think it was for sure Leland in her ear?
Yeah, honestly, when she first gave the advice, I was just thinking, like, wait, what? And then when she said that no, it wasn't me, because I really believed her, I was like, maybe, like, there's a demon who looks like her? That's what I thought for a second. I didn't think it was going to be her lying and then her telling her, basically, stitches get stitches. That's basically what she said.
Hey,
that's wild.
Yo, Grandma was about life.
She was.
Grandma is crazy.
She is.
And if my grandma ever told me that, I'd be like, what?
I would dap my grandma up.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay,
she got
so.
Me
not
in
to a
trouble.
Little girl.
Right. And why is she calling Leland for advice?
That worst person.
Yeah. Right.
He has no kids.
Right.
Well, hold on. Wait. Let me be the devil's advocate today. So. Okay, Grandma was a G. Now, we can all agree that we don't want to, you know, you never want to advocate and tell kids, like, yeah, slap somebody in the face. But I'm sorry. When, you know, especially in this day and age where we have a lot of bullying that's taking place, and I always think to myself, because I never got bullied, and I was low-key a little nerdy when I was in school. Why are these kids not fighting back? Like, as soon as you try and take my lunch money,
no.
You try and do
no.
something.
No. It's a different time.
I know, it is a different time, but it's also, there's a lot of variables and factors as to why it's a different time. We got participation awards. We do a lot, there's a lot more coddling. I'm just going to keep it funky. There's a lot more coddling and things that are going on. So, I personally, I'm not saying, you know, if you can diffuse and de-escalate the situation by talking, great. Like, look, you're not going to keep hitting me. You're not going to keep taking my lunch. Like, that's not going to work. And if Billy wants to keep doing that, and then Billy's putting his hands on you, I'm going to need you to punch Billy in his throat.
Billy can tell a teacher, though. Go tell somebody that works there.
Yes, that's why you go to a principal. We do not condone violence.
Yeah, I'm not condoning violence.
Don't ever start a fight.
I'm not condoning violence. But we've also seen lots of cases. I'm just going to keep it funky. We've seen lots of cases in the news where the kid report, you know, the kid told the parents told the school officials, and nothing ever really happened. It was just kind of swept under the rug, and the next thing you know, the kid kills themselves or tries to harm themselves, and it's a whole big thing. And again, I'm just like, a chop to the throat will have cut all of that down. So, granted, I understand that we're like, no, grandma, you don't see those things. I didn't necessarily fault grandma now. It was out of her character. When she started talking, I was like, whoa, wait, she's talking about you gotta just hit a bitch. I'm like, whoa, grandma, what's happening? Now, real quick, because I know y'all like, Kelly, stop talking. But
I'm like, I got a couple things to say, yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to Leland, and I know we were like, well, why would she take advice from him? But they booed up. And when you're
him.
In a relationship, but hold on, wait. We all agree that the relationship is trash because we know what Leland's really about. She doesn't because she's sprung right now. However, think about it. For everyone that's in a relationship, the first person outside of your best friend that you're going to go to when you want some advice about anything
is your mom.
What Haley said.
Your best friend. Yeah.
No, but or your spouse.
We're just going to agree that grandma has horrible instincts, yes, and we're going to move on.
Grandma's about that life.
Yeah. Dang.
So let's move on to the topic of clout chasing. So I love just that they always bring up very accurate things to what's going on in society.
Yeah.
So in this, you see Melinda basically get famous overnight over this video, and she does what every YouTuber does when they make a mistake, film a fake apology with fake tears.
Yes.
Not meaning any ounce of what they're saying, only to then just do the same thing over again. Because she had no plan on fully stopping.
Yeah.
She only stopped because Leland kind of told her, like, that's the best move right now. Do you guys see her as someone who he would choose to use as one of his puppets?
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
What about her?
I think she's just very, to me, it just seemed like that she would do anything just to get famous, obviously.
Thirsty.
I mean, she wants to be a celebrity pretty much. And so I feel like even with the video, I mean, when he kind of threatened her, she was threatening him. That's how he took it. And so then for her to like post that video and say, I'm going to take it out at the end of the day, but don't share it. Don't do this. And we already know that when you tell people, especially kids, don't do something, they're going to do it anyways. So I felt like that it's almost like she was manipulated by Leland.
Yeah, so, I 100% agree. Do we think that Leland's target, so in this case, he did something which was very strategic, the 17,000 hertz under 16 years old.
Yep.
Do we think his target is basically anyone he can harm, or it has to be specific to someone in the main cast, like one of the main characters?
I think, what do you mean?
Like let's say whether it's Kristen's daughter, is like he's targeting someone specifically, or it's just basically whoever he can harm.
Whoever he can harm. I'm wondering, why about the kids? Like
he's
why?
Using like teens.
Yeah, I thought that he was going for like the male who want to go on these killing sprees. I didn't think he was going to try to get kids.
But he went after girls, like they're still girls. So the YouTuber is a girl. It's younger girls.
When did he switch to girls? I thought he was only...
I don't think it's even a matter of him switching necessarily.
I think it's just he's, weak-minded.
He's just trying to build an army. I mean, you know, in our current modern-day army, we have men and women. So I think he's just trying to recruit an army, and what's the best army than young people?
True.
Definitely.
That's true.
You know, they're very impressionable, and they've got a lot of energy. They're strong. And, yeah, they're, you know, if they, it's easy for them, you know, if they've already got a bunch of people, it's easy for them to bring other people in.
Yeah.
But they were stabbing, like, they were stabbing
themselves.
Well, they were stabbing themselves mainly because imagine having the same song in your head and who knows what else was going on in their head. So it was literally driving them crazy. And now we know there was other frequencies at play. It wasn't just that crazy song about Santa getting high. I wanted to just jump to the chat real quick. shout out Chico, who just joined us. So Fabrice was saying that, hold on, she was saying that the that dancing plague was actually commemorated in frescoes, which I'm not quite sure what that is, but she was saying it was commemorated in frescoes at some churches, and it was called the Dance of the Death with Death Leading the Line. She said she saw one in Germany years ago, so that's actually a thing. So that's while it's news to us, that's it's actually normal. A thing that they celebrate just like Halloween.
Well, you learn something new every day. Sure, so kind of to wrap up the last bit of our cloud chasing topic, more of the story, kids, don't believe everything you see online. Not all influencers are good.
Yeah.
Be strong-minded. Be careful with social media.
Seriously.
All right, everyone, let's move on to our special segment or some demonic news.
Yes. All right, Tyler's waiting for my music to play.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, so the title has been announced for The Conjuring 3.
Ooh.
I have not seen The Conjuring, but this is the third one, and it's going to be called The Devil Made Me Do It. So basically, this is based on a true story. So this took place in Brookville, Connecticut, and back in February 1981, Arnie Cheyenne Johnson, I got his picture, I sent it to J-Lo, she's going to post it in a second, but basically, he stabbed his landlord to death, and he was a 19-year-old tree arborist at the time who had a heated argument with his landlord and then killed him with a pocket knife. And so he ended up, like, basically he ended up pleading not guilty to murder. He claimed that the devil made him do it. And so his fiance at the time, Debbie Glatzel, who was actually present when Johnson killed the his landlord, was saying that her younger brother was possessed by a demon. And so her fiance Johnson, whose picture is up, he had invited the demon into his own body, trying to spare his fiance's younger brother.
Oh my God.
I know, it's super complicated. It's a lot to it. But basically, his fiance's mother and everybody was basically saying that he was being tormented by a man with big black eyes. And so basically, they're making a movie off of this. And just to wrap it up, this is a lot of information. It kind of gets deeper because as he gets older, he tries to say that he's trying to sue now, basically saying that he wasn't possessed, basically trying to get in money and things like that. So they're basically making a whole the video off of it with Ed and Lorraine Warren. And so if you guys are, I guess, interested in it, it comes out September of 2020.
Oh my.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to have to build up the courage for that.
Crazy.
We'll go see it together.
One quick note. Okay, so moment of ignorance on my part. So frescoes, which I should know this because I've been there, frescoes like what you see in the Sistine Chapel, where it's essentially is wet paint painted directly on set plaster. So that was what Fabrice was talking about in the commemoration for the Dancing of the Death, was that you can actually see those on walls in fresco form.
Nice. Well, thanks for clarifying. Let's get into some news and gossip, Haley.
Hey, guys. AfterBuzz TV News. So, we have great news. So, the ratings have been up in Cleveland, Ohio, which is really weird. I don't know, like, what's up in Cleveland.
But it's Ohio.
They are loving Evil, and this is the best rookie TV show on CBS. I think that's the network we're on. CBS?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think, girl.
Yeah.
Yes. That's so good. I love it. Amazing. Yeah, I definitely feel like the seasons has gotten better. I feel like people are definitely about it now.
Yeah, yeah.
This past three episodes have been really good for us.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, what do we think is going to happen next week, everyone? What are some predictions?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, they didn't give us a preview for next week, so can't cheat. But, I mean, I was thinking, I even said afterwards, I wonder if David's going to be dead. You said no. And now I'm thinking about it. I don't think he's dead. I think that he's going to obviously be alive because, I mean, he's part of this show. I don't think they'll kill off his character, especially like that. I think he's going to be alive. I'm curious to see what Kristen's husband's going to do. I feel like that I need something to happen with him.
What's his purpose?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we were kind of wondering where he is. And now that he's dead, I feel like he's just kind of like...
There.
Just there.
Yeah,
so
he's
I feel like something is going to happen. Not nothing bad, but something's going to happen within him to where I think he's going to maybe get like possessed. I'd love to see an episode where maybe Kristen's focused trying to save him or focus on him. Yeah.
What do you think, Chaos?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. We did not get a preview, so we may or may not be here next week. I would like to see something with his character. I would even be cool with just seeing something, you know, seeing what maybe happened while he was hiking in the mountains. It doesn't even have to be. It can be a flashback, you know, for all I care. Or, as Furious Citizen said in the chat, Kristen's hubby could die.
Okay.
So, maybe that. Or they're saying, I don't know if Furious is saying like he could just, you know, like, you know, kill yourself. I don't think he's saying like that. I'm just saying like maybe that might be the thing, is that they brought him back just to have him die some kind of way, or at the hands of
that
Leland or something
insane.
Like that. It would be. It would definitely be a little twist or a turn. Or he might just be just a background supporting character. And his character may not really get an arc and a real, truly fleshed out story until second season.
Okay. We have to wait and see. What do you think, Haley?
So I think since David may be in the hospital next episode, we're going to see a shift of how Kristen reacts to him being in the hospital. And you're going to see the husband. Like, why do you care like that much?
Ooh,
also,
good.
Renee is going to try and get that good in the hospital.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
My prediction is that, so in this episode, we see someone on Leland's couch in a bag. So I think that's another one of his puppets.
That.
And I think maybe in next episode, we see his army all together. There has to be an army.
Okay, okay.
That's a good one.
All right, everyone. Where can everyone find you, Shantiera? Let us know.
All right, so you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantiera.
All right, and you guys can find me a little later. You guys can find me on Twitter, KAAOSJ, Instagram, Chaos_Jones, the original, the first, the only, Chaos_Jones on Instagram.
Hey, guys, you can find me everywhere at Haley Matthews.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla Alcantaras and Twitter at Carla_C. Till next time, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.